This week's parsha is Parshas Nitzavim. That's it. It says, Atem Nitzavim, you the Jewish people are standing, Hayom, today, right? So, Rashi says, Melamed, Shekinsam Moshe Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu brought them all together in front of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Biyom Mot Hayom, today, Biyom Motzo, the day of his death. So these all these last parshas, speaking on the day the Moshe Rabbeinu was about to die. Lachnisam the bris, to enter them to the bris. So now he's basically explaining to them what this bris means to them. They, at Har Sinai, they were the bris. They were made for the bris with the Chet HaEgel. And right in last week's parasha, they took on the bris, right? B'shvua u'ba'ala, right? They retook on the bris. And that's the klalas. We had the shvua and the klalas, right? That we had. And then we lost his parasha. So now, he's bringing us into the bris and explaining us, like, so to speak, how it works. What's this? I mean, obviously, keeping the Torah. All standing here, b'fnei Hashem Elokeichem, roshechem, the heads, shifteichem, of your shevet, ziknechem, the elders, shotreichem, the call Ish Yisrael and all the Jewish people, Tapechem, your children, Nashechem, Gercha, Shebekir, Kerv, Mechanecha, Mechote Beitzecha, Adshev, Mecha. Everyone, from the highest to the lowest. Lo Obrecha, Berisha, Hashem, Okecha, to pass the Berisha, Hashem, Okecha, Ubarato, and it's cursed, that's right. Shvua, Shashem, Okecha, Koret, Imcha, Yom. He's making this. Now, what are we saying here? Not only, right, he's this bris is here, l'hakim, l'man hikim otcha hayom, lo la'am. V'u yeh lecha l'Elohim, and he'll be to you as a God, kasher dibera, kasher nishba, l'avotech, l'avram, yitzhak, l'yakov. And not only you, lo yitchem levadchem anochi, correct, at the bris, not only you, I'm making this bris, azot, v'ta'ala azot, l'shvur. Ki et asher yeshno po imano imayayom. The people who are here today, lifnei Hashem Elokeinu, et asher einenu po imano yom. This is a bris for the generations after. So now, let's have to understand this. First of all, the bris we're saying is atem nitzavim. You're standing. Why atem nitzavim? So Rashi says later on, Rashi in Yud Bey says, Midrash Agad, Lama Nismacha Pasha Atem Nitzavim Leklalot. Why is this Nismach to all the Klalot, all the curses that we had in the previous Pasha? Yeah? So it says, that Yishishamu Yisrael Mea Klalot. They had 100 curses. That's a lot. Chaseh Shtayim, 98. Chutz Mimem Tet Shebetaras Kahanim. Horiku Paneihem. The faces were withdrawn. How can we get into such a bris? If we are made for this bris, look at the clouds that there are. Look at the curses. Amru, mi yuchal la'amod be'elu. How can we stand in this? Itchil Moshe lefaisam. Moshe begin to be mefaisam, to like explain to them. Atem nitzavim hayom. Look at all the clouds, but you're still standing today. Ha be'chistem amokom. Much you've been angry, you called anger to, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lo asa etchem kliya. He didn't do for you any destruction. V'atem kaimim lefanav. Don't worry. So now, that's not the only pshat. Another Rashi says, v'aklalot v'esurim. The klalot, the curses, and the bad things that happen, kaimim etchem. U'metzivim etchem. They make you stand up lefanav. Right? So it's two things. Not only through all the difficulties you're still here, but also the purpose of the bad, the purpose of what's there in these klalot, it's a mitzias, that reality when you leave the Torah, the mitzias of a klala, the mitzias of Yisurim, that's a reality. The Torah is tov, ki lekach tov natati lechem. When you leave the Torah, you're leaving the tov, you're putting yourself in a matzav of ikiyum, of no proper kiyum. We come into Rosh Hashanah, right? For Rosh Hashanah, we read the Akedah, we read the birth of Yitzchak, right? And it's a very you know, the Akkadians can understand the shofar, the birth of Yitzchak, right? That Yitzchak, the Jewish people were not supposed to be al pi teva olam. When Abraham Avinu was taken and was shown the constellations, and it was shown, and the constellations, they mean something. The mazal, they mean, this is the metzias of the world. The mazalot, the, how you say, the, like, the, how you see the constellations, they actually are telling us the metzias of the physical world. Right? I mean, the physical, the spiritual physical world, so to speak, right? How the world is. This one's going to be, have a child, this one's not going to have a child. So Abraham Avinu looked, and he could understand. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you promised me a child. I don't see any change in the mazalot. I don't see any change. And Abraham Avinu understood that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to do something, going to make an ace, he was going to change the mazalot in order for him to have a child. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Ein mazal b'Yisrael. You don't live in that realm. You're living in a different realm. Go lamala. So he took him beyond the mazalot. And he showed him Avraham and Sarah will have a child. No. Sarah was an akara. Sarah was an akara. That means the Jewish people, al pi teva, according to the reality of the world, we have no kiyum. Our only kiyum is in beyond the reality of the world. If we leave the Torah, if we leave that kesher, which is beyond the mazel, the mitzvah of the Jewish people is Avram and Sarai don't have children. Sarah's an akara, he's an akai, he's a person who can't have children, she's a person who can't have children. We have no kiyum. That's the mitzvah of Klala. That's how Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. That we live beyond the teva of the world. If we want to live with the teva of the world, we want to live like the other nations of the world, we don't exist. We have no kiyum. That's the mitzvah of Klala. So the Klala is there to remind us, and Kodesh Baruch Hu did that, to remind us that if we want to live like the nations of the world, we want to live in the mitzvah of Mazalot. We want to live with this teva, this reality. We're going to be reminded, that's not where you have kiyum. You're not living there. Where to bring the higher worlds into the lower worlds? We're here to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. That's what a yid means. That's what a Jew means. If we don't understand that, we don't understand that reality, we want to change our reality, we have no kiyum. There's no purpose for us here. And that's the klalot. And that's what it means, atem nitzavim hayom. The klalot are here to make sure that you live in the proper realm, in the proper domain. Because we might forget that. It's very easy to forget that. We have this goof and this yetzahara that want us to quickly forget that. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is. We're reading these parshas on Rosh Hashanah to teach us that we don't live in the physical realm. Rosh Hashanah is the day that we're mamlicha Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're showing that we're accepting our roles. Atem nitzavim hayom. You're standing today in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. In front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is where we stand. We don't stand in this world. We have no kiyum in this world. Rosh Hashanah is to show the Kodesh Baruch Hu where his avadim and he is Malkeinu. We're living in the realm of the higher worlds. Melech Malchei HaMelechim, we don't have avadayhem, you're my servants, lo avdei paro, and not the servants of Paro. Paro, Bishsir Shasharim says, is a remiss to the Eight Sahara. Who's your avdus? Who's your shibud? Who are you nullifying yourself? That's the din on Rosh Hashanah. If you on Rosh Hashanah show that you are connecting to the higher worlds, you have kiyum, you have life, you have chiyus, you have life. If not, that's a mitzias. Ikiyum. Chas v'shalom, no kiyum. That's what it's all about. You with me? Like it seems, when you look at this, it seems like such a terrible curse, it's such a terrible thing. But when you understand it, we were created in that way that we have no kiyum in just the physical world. we don't exist in the physical world, because the way we were created only LP, the Metzius of the higher worlds. Avraham v'Sarah had a Yitzchak. Not tachat the constellations, there was no change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't change the Metzius of the world. He gave us kiyum only if you have a connection with the higher worlds. That's what it means. Ein mazal b'Yisrael. There's no mazal in Yisrael. We're not living on that level of mazal. We're living on a higher level. Right? We say, even though we say mazal tov, right? We say mazal tov, you know, on a chasna, whatever, mazal tov, right? We're not living in the realm of the mazal. We have mazal tov. Why? We have good mazal because we're mashpia on the mazal. We influence the mazal because we're living in a higher realm for the mazal. We can change the mazal. We can change the world. We're not dependent on the world. We're the ones who change the world. We change the mazal in the world. We're not dependent. The mazal is dependent on us because we come from a higher realm. Our tefillahs go to a higher place. How does it work that you have 600,000 yidden accepting the Torah, that applies to all the generations afterwards? How does it work? Yeah, we weren't there. We didn't accept it. How does it work that what our forefathers accepted on themselves has hashpah on us? This is an important idea. This is a very important idea. All the neshamas of Klal Yisrael were there at Har Sinai. There were 600,000 neshamas that accepted the Torah, b'shvua uba'ala, right? The bris uba'ala, right? And those neshamas are the neshamas, we come from those same neshamas. The guf changed, the body changed, neshamas didn't change. That's all shorish of neshamas of Taisa are these 600,000. Adam Arishon, right, was basically, before the Chet, he represented the soul of mankind. After the Chet, some of the souls got lost because of his sin, some of the souls, and also after 130 years that he had, Chazal say, there was Shazal, he had an issue, you know what I'm saying? So those were Nitzotzot, those were sparks of Kedusha that left him, those 130 years. From those sparks of Kedusha came the Jewish people in Mitzrayim. I'm not going to go through this. This is a drush in the Ari. This is, yeah, so I'm not going to explain it now. But basically, all the generations, all the Golas is a lotion of Gilui, of revelation. Golas is there to reveal the lost souls, to bring back those lost souls which are lost to the Jewish people. A Baal Tshuva is a lost soul. He's in a certain sense a ger. He came from a place that was hidden. He probably didn't even know he was a Jew. Or if he knew, it wasn't like very important to him. He didn't have any connection with anything which was solid in terms of Yiddishkeit. And he was revealed. Golas is there to reveal all these lost souls. Some of them are lost. Some of them are lost. Some of them are removed from Klal Yisrael. There were lost tribes. Most of the tribes are lost. Question the Gemara if they're going to come back or not. Right? But the purpose of God is to bring back all those lost souls, and they will be brought back eventually before Mashiach. And those which are eternally lost are not part of Klal Yisrael. They were like the ones that were lost in Mitzrayim. They lost their semel of Klal Yisrael, lost their concept of Klal Yisrael. They no longer belong to Klal Yisrael. So it says, Ki atem yadatim, you know, et hashesh shavnu be'eretz Yitzrayim. You were in Eretz Yisrael, et hashesh avanu bekerav goyim. You passed through the midst of the goyim, hashesh avartem, that you passed them. V'tiru et shikutzeim, you saw their disgusting behaviors. Ved gilulehim, and the avodah zarah. Eitz ve'evin, that were made from wood and stone. Kesef v'zahav, right? Silver and gold, asher imahem, that was with them. Pain, now the Torah is coming to warn us. Pain is always a love. Pain yesh bechem ish. Perhaps there's with you a person, or isha, or a woman, or mishpacha, or family, or shevet. Asher levavo poneh hayom mi'im Hashem Elokeichem. His heart is going away from Hashem Elokeichem. Lelechet v'lavod et Elohei ha'goyim ha'hem. He's going to serve the God of these nations. Penyesh b'chem shorish per rosh v'la'ana. Perhaps there's in you a shorish, a root. Pore is like pure rivia. It's growing. Rosh v'la'ana, a head. V'la'ana is some sort of esev, but esev ma, something bad that's growing in you. And you hear this Allah, and you feel good about yourself. Shalom yeli, be good for me. Keep a shvirat libielech. I'll go in the straightness of my heart, what I think. I'll do it my way, right? It's very different from what we think. Yeah. God's way. Leman sfot harava et atzmea. What does this mean? Rashi says, Lefish osif lo puranut, he adds punishment on mash asa. Ad hena b'shogeg, what you did, the accidental sins you did. Vayti ma'avir aleim, says Kodesh Baruch Hu, on the shogeg, on the accidental sins, I passed them. V'gorem ata she'etzarfem, and you're causing, by doing the mezid, you're causing me to join them im ha'mezid, v'pare mimenu hakol, and I'll pay for you everything, right? So he's saying like this, the shogeg, I'm going to leave you alone with. But you do a mazid in the same inyan, I'm going to be tzarif the shogeg. Because a shogeg is an accident. If you do something mazid in the same thing that you're shogeg in,
why do you?
If you do something purposely in the same aveira that you did accidentally, so that means it wasn't so much of an accident. So I'm going to be tzarif the shogeg with the mazid. Right?
And make the shogeg into mazid, basically.
I don't know, make it easy. Not to forgive you from the shogig. The shogig is going to be also punished for. I would have saved you from the shogig, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You wouldn't have been punished from the shogig. You done tshuva, you wouldn't have been punished for the shogig. But now the mazid, you did the mazid, you did it purposely. I'm going to mitzdarf the mazid to the shogig. That's a very important yisod, because then it shows that the shogig wasn't such a shogig. The accidental sin wasn't such an accidental sin. But saying in the next part of it, Lo yava Hashem slach, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to forgive you. Ki az yashen af Hashem. But this is strong. He will burn the anger of Hashem, kinato, and his jealousy on this person. Bishahu. And we put on him all the curses, all this on this sefer. He'll remove him, he'll erase him. Mitachat hashamayim. V'ivdilu Hashem l'ra. He'll separate him from bad. Mikol shivtei Yisrael. K'chol ha'alot habris haktuva b'sefer Torah hazeh. Right. So. Like this is, now the whole parsha is going through this. Is it, yeah? How could this be? But it's the same concept. When you leave the Torah, it's not that this is a punishment. You're leaving your kiyum. You're leaving the mitzias in which you can live in. It's like taking a dog, a fish, out of water. You know, there's a mashal. There's a Gemara in Brachas. This is the marshal that the Rabbi Akiva, I think it was, he gave this marshal.
He wasn't charging. So it was easier.
Right. So this marshal, so the fox comes to the fish in the water. It's a very famous story, I'm sure you've heard it. And he tells the fish, why are you staying in the water? And the rishatot, the nets of man are coming to, of Adam, is coming to catch you and take you out of the water to catch you. Come on dry land, says the fox. Come with me and we'll live together. So the fish says, in the place of my chius, in the place of my life, I'm having it hard. In the place where I have no chius, I have no life, al achat kama al kama. And the moshul is very simple. The reshatot represent the gzerot of Adam, of man, of Edom, of Rome, at the time Rome, but it means the Western world, right? But all these gzerot that we've been through, Clarice have been through, the Spanish Inquisition, it can go through Nazi Germany, all Edom. Medieval times, there's been many, many times where the Jewish people have had tsaros. We've had many, many tsaros. When I'm in the waters represent the waters of Torah. that connection when I have to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's my connection. I'm being caught. You, the fox, are telling me, come live with me. Come with me, live with me. That's Esav. Come live with me, the fox, the cunning fox. Come live with me on dry land. What do you mean, come live with me on dry land? He wants to eat you. He'll devour you alive. That's not a place you have kiyum. In the end of days, that fox comes. He says, come live with us on dry land. Come to our universities. That's the emancipation. Come live with us. Come be by the nations of the world. To the extent, you know, we need a Jewish state to live like the nations of the world. That's the eights of the fox. Leave the Torah. Just have a nation, have doctors, have professors, have scientists, have lawyers. Be like the nations of the world. And then you will be fine. That's the eights of the fox. And we know the eights of the fox, what it's there for. To remove us from all kesher. Because once we're removed, chas v'shalom, from the Torah, we can't live. We have no chiyus in dry land. We're in the mitzias of klala. And the fox knows that. And that's his way to be shown at Klal Yisrael. That's what Esav does. That's the fight. And that's the fight at the end of generations. And that's why Klal Yisrael never grew. Because as much as we grew, some people listened to the aids of the fox, to the advice of the fox. And that's what it's telling here. You leave the Torah. You leave your life. You're going, you're like a fish on dry land. You have no kiyum there. You're going to be lost. It's a death. It's a spiritual death to you. You might live physically, but it's one or two generations and there'll be nothing left of you. Your children, your grandchildren, you'll be lost to Klal Yisrael. You've lost. All your chiyus is lost. Maybe that's what the person wants, I don't know. But it's lost. Here we're being told that, and not only we're being told that, there's a very important thing here as well. So it says, Kaf Zayin, Yitshem Hashem Me'al Admatam Ba'afu B'chemu B'ketzev Gadol V'yashlichem El Eretz Acheret K'yom Hazen. You'll be sent to a different land like today. So now Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Hanistarot L'Hashem Elokeinu V'niglot Lanu V'anenu Ad Olam. Now you're going to have a taina on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. How can we, right? You put us at this bris. You put us with this person. He's doing averes. He has thoughts, right? He has a thought of doing an avera. His thought of doing an avera, we're responsible for as a Jewish people. You put us together with a bris. We have to hold his avera. So now we've been told here at the end, Hanistarot L'Hashem Elokeinu. That which is hidden, that's on me. I'm taking it on my shoulders. What's revealed, the averes that people are doing are revealed, that's lanu vanenu, that's on you. You have to deal with that. So if a person doing an avera, right, he's not listening, so we're responsible. So what do we have to do? You have to give him tochacha, you have to give him rebuke. You can't rebuke, you have to mekarev him. You can't mekarev him, you're potter. If you did what you can do, you did the maximum that you can do given your situation, right? You're part from the averes they're doing. But we're one goof. Try and understand this. We're one goof. Even with the thought of another yid, we're responsible for. It's just like what Baruch Hu says, what can you do? Practically, what can you do here? So I'm taking that on me. But see here, from the Klala, we see a very beautiful thing. The unity of Klal Yisrael. Who in the world would have thought, of some yid in the Ukraine or in, I don't know, Oklahoma, right? There's such a place, right?
Yeah.
Right? But it's nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. I am responsible for it. Because we're one body, we're one soul. We came from the soul of Adam Rishon. We're the 600,000. I've seen that. We all saw it together. That's the beauty of Klal Yisrael. When we daven on Rosh Hashanah, right? When we daven on Rosh Hashanah, we're not davening for ourselves. We're davening for the whole Jewish people, and we're davening to the world, because we're the people who connects the world to the higher worlds. The world lives in this Metzius of Mazal. We don't. We bring the world to a higher plane. That's what it is. We're davening. If the non-Jews realize what the Jews do for the world, and you know, it's funny. Some Christians, you know, in America, when something bad happens to America, they blame it on the government, and they say, and I have a feeling they're blaming now, that with the downfall of the stock markets in America, you know, and they're not behaving exactly so great to Israel. They're saying, look, you don't behave well with the Jewish people, look what happens to America. They're right. They're right. Where if the non-Jews understood that all the shefa, all the goodness that comes to the world comes through the Jewish people, through the Beis Hamikdash, they would build it. The fact that they're persecuting us, it's like they're like destroying their own shefa that's coming to the world. If they understood the mechanics of the world, they would behave differently with us. Where Rosh Hashanah can Rosh Hashanah, we're not davening only for ourselves, we're davening for we're biyachad. There's no such thing as being mamlich hamelech. You know, an individual goes to the king and says, I want to be your servant. And you know, like, one guy, that's it. One guy? I can be a king on one guy? I can be a chavrusa with one guy. I can be a king with one guy, right? There has to be an achdus. In order to have a malchus, there has to be an achdus of a people with one lev. Lev echad, ke'ish echad. That's why Matan Torah has to be ke'ish echad ve'lev echad. There can't be hamlocha of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There can't be the kingship of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world without the unity of Klal Yisrael. That's why comes Rosh Hashanah, comes Yom Kippur. This is a time for us to come combined. Ben Adam L'Chavero is a very important aspect. Torah, which is we're going to receive again on Yom Kippur, is Me'ein Torah Shel Har Sinai. There has to be Ke'ish Echad V'Lev Echad, because that's the Gilui of Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus in the world. That's why Shabbat, the Torah is given on Shabbat. Shabbat is Shabbat Shalom. Why is Shabbat Shalom? It's Shabbat Shalom. Do you say good Shabbos? I mean, you do say good Shabbos, but why is the notation, the way we say, the way we speak, it's Shalom? Shabbos is the Hashlama of the world, the completion of the world, where the world comes to its completion. It's the Mitzias of completion, the Mitzias of Shalom. It's the Mitzias of the Shalom, the Shleimus of the Jewish people. We become one with the accepting of the Malchus. We see Shabbos Bereishis, it's called, right? We recognize that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the creator of the world. We recognize his Malchus in the world. It's the same concept. Shavuos was on Shabbos, right? Matan Torah is on Shabbos. Shabbos is this concept. All Achagim are called Shabbaton, because they all represent Me'ein, that Shabbos, the Shleimus, some aspect of bringing us to that Shleimus. The purpose of Avodah here is, of course, Tshuva. But now we're going to see what that tshuva really means. So it says, "Ki a mitzvah zot." This mitzvah, which mitzvah? Doesn't tell us which mitzvah. Ha mitzvah zot. Sounds like a very important mitzvah, right? Asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, which I command you today. What do you mean, command you today? Look as if I commanded it you today. Should be in your eyes, new as if you received it today. Lo niflet hi mimcha. This isn't said about the mitzvahs. You don't see, the mitzvah of Tfilah that I gave to you is not far from you. Why here we're saying this is not far from you? Why haven't they told them? Lo nifleti mumcha. Velo rechokahi. It's not far away. Lo b'shamayim hi. It's not in the heavens. You ever saw a mitzvah that's written like that? It's not in the heavens. It's not far from you. It's not in the heavens. Right? Gan Yeshiva is not far away. You just travel with Elal. You're here. Right? It's not far away, Israel to America. No one came when you came to Baal Tshuva. It's not... Going to Yeshiva is not hard, far away, just come close, put on tefillin, it's not so, yeah, maybe someone said it's not so hard. But it's like, you never had a mitzvah said like this. Lo b'shamayim hi, leimo. You're going to give an excuse, say, mi yale lanu ha-shamayimah, who go to heaven to get this mitzvah for us? What? Is there any havamina who think that, you know, I have to go to Shamayim to get Kriyat Shamayim, I have to go to Shamayim to get mitzvah tefillin, to get a lulav, right? You got the local shuk, Me'er Sha'arim, you'll get a lulav. What are you telling us here? V'kachea. You go to the heavens and you get it, lanu, for us. V'yishmeinu ota, v'na'asena. Lo meva yami. It's not past the river, the seas. Lemo miya volanu eva yam. We'll go to the other end of the world to get it. V'yikachena lanu. Bring it to us. V'yishmeinu ota, v'na'asena. Now it's coming. After you've just given all this, like, 2-3 pesukim, right? 2 pesukim. No, 3 pesukim. I'm telling you how far. Don't give you these excuses. It comes and tells us, ki karov elecha. It's close to you. You don't have to go to the Shuk Meir Sharim for it. It's close to you. Hadava me'od. Very, very close. Beficha, in your mouth, ubilavcha lasoto, in your heart to do it. The Torah speaks like this. There has to be a havamina that we might think that. And there must be a chiddush in the Torah saying, no, it's close to you. How can something be have a havamina being so far away and yet being so close? What does that mean? How can something be so far away? The Torah has a havamina telling us, don't give these excuses. And yet it's so close to us. How could that be? So Rashi says, Lo niflet hi mimcha, lo mechusa hi mimcha. It's not closed from you. Right? Then he says, Lo b'shamayim hi. It's not in the heavens. Why? She'ilu haita b'shamayim. If it was in the heavens, haita tzarech la'alot achareh ulelomda. He's talking about the Torah. If it was in the heavens, you have to go there and learn it. Ki karov elecha. It's close to you. The Torah intrinsically is something very far from you. It's in the heavens. It's way, way distant from you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. Something which is intrinsically so distant from us, so spiritual, so rechoka. Me'eva hayam. Yeah, you have to travel to Yeshiva. Yeah, there I am. Yeah, you go there. If it's in Shamayim, you have to go there. You don't have to go. Why? Really, that's the reality of the Torah. Really, the reality of the Torah is God's will. It's Rechoka. It's Rechoka Min Hayam. It's in the heavens. It's far away from you. You have an excuse. You could say that. That's the truth. That is the Metzius of the Torah. It is far. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did us a chesed. Gave us a matana. Torah shebichtav bal peh. You can find it. It's there. He gave it to you. It's in your heart. It's written on your heart. You had Har Sinai. It's imprinted. The Torah shebichtav is printed on your heart. It's there with you. You only have to open it. You were taught Torah. In your mother's womb. What do you mean you were taught Torah in your mother's womb? You had a shtender there, and a gemara. I didn't see the ultrasound. Right? There was no shtender, no gemara, no rebbeim, no classes, right? No machon Yaakov, no machon Shlomo there, right? What were you talking about, taught in the mother's womb? What does it mean you taught in the mother's womb? You're there, closing, sleeping most of the time, and, you know, drinking some fluid that's, you know, you weren't drinking it, it's going through your stomach, right? Were you taught Torah? Torah is a metzias that you were created with. It's in you. That's what it's telling you. You only have to reveal it from within you. If you meet the bonen, if you think, ah, this is after Matan Torah. See, the Torah is explaining to you. Now, think. You were given something which is so, so distant from the world. Something which is not shaykh to the world. Chem de gnuza. My dear hidden thing I was given to you. Open your hearts to it. That's all you need to do. Just open. Open your heart to the Torah and the Torah will fill you. Kamayim ponim ponim ken leiv adam adam says the Gemara Yavam. That's going on the Torah as well. That you open your heart to the Torah will chase after you to reveal its secrets to you. Because it's there by you. That's the Metzius you were created with. That's a tremendous thing. The Ramban hears, learns here, this is going on the mitzvah of tshuva. Tshuva is also. Tshuva is not a metzias. How can you do tshuva? You did an aveira, right? You did something wrong. You killed the guy, chas v'shalom. You spoke lashon hara about him. You embarrassed him. Now the whole world thinks he's such a bad guy. How can you do tshuva on him? What's shaykh? How? Tshuva means to return. To return is to where to return. It's not stamped that both Rashi and the Ramban, Rashi says Torah, the Ramban says Tshuva, speaking of the same, this mitzvah, which is Rechoka, it's not understood. But it's Bilvavcha, it's in your hearts and in your mouths. That's the Vidui. In the hearts, that's the Harata of the Tshuva. And it's within you to change, because your shorish, your source, is you want to return to the Torah. Hashiveinu avinu l'Torah Techa. All our avoda from now to Yom Kippur, to Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, all our avoda is to return to the Ratzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be mamlichim with what? How do you be mamlichim? Kabbalas Ol Malchut Shemayim, Kabbalas Torah, receiving of the Torah. That's what we do on Yom Kippur. What do we do on Shmini Atzeret? Shmini Atzeret, there's absolutely zero mitzvahs. No lulav, no nothing. We finished. What it says in Chazal? Od Yom Echad with me. What do we do? What is Chazal when we're talking on Simchas Torah? You know, you do hakafas with the lulav. You do shaking. What do? We shake the Torah. We do hakafas with the Torah. We don't need anything anymore. This is Chedah Yichud. We're together. The tachlis of all of this is to reconnect with the Torah. That's our tshuva. Kutche b'richu Yisrael, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Jewish people, the Oraisa, and the Torah, chad hu. We're one. That yichud, like a man connects with his wife, and they come together. That Shmini Atzeret. All this avoda is to reconnect with the Torah, and become one with the Torah. That's the tshuva. Because we are one with the Ratzon of our Creator. When we are one with the Ratzon of our Creator, when we are one with His will, then we're living in that higher realm. It's not nifleit mimcha. It's not far from you, even though it is. Beyond the mazalot. Yeah, you can't fly there at all. Right? You can't get there. No rocket can take you there. But if you open your heart to the Torah, if you open your heart and you say that vidui, and you say those tefillahs, and you're accepting of His malchus, you're there. Kol HaTorah is open to you. With just that ratzon, with just that will. We'll end here. Our avoda here is to open that keyhole, that little hole of ratzon for our creator, of ratzon to His will. That's all He wants. And you know how big the Gemara says He'll open? The size of the ulam. 20 amos, 10 meters. 20 meters. Just a little bit. It has to be mefulish. It has to go from side to side. You open that little hole, it's open. The world is open to you. He'll open it to you. Because it's within you. That's our avoda. That's what the parasha is teaching us. And that we do, of course there's a pachad, of course there's a din. Because if we're not living in that realm, we have no kiyum. That's where the din occurs. But if now when the king comes, he's coming down to our world, he's coming to visit, and we show our ratzon to connect, then it's kulo rachamim, it's kulo mercy, it's kulo simcha. But we have to be prepared. The pachad, the fear, is that we're not prepared. But if we're prepared, if we're going in, and even if we're not prepared, even we don't have, but we're waving those flags, we're saying we want you, we want that ratzon, we want the Torah, we're coming, we want it. It's in our hearts, it's in our mouths, we're saying it, we're davening for it. That's our tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. Not, you know, I want a good parnasa, and I want a nice thing, and no, I want you. the rest will come. The rest is mimela. Because when you have the heights of the world, you have encompassed the whole world underneath it. If you have that rotzen for Torah, everything else you have.
No.
So the question, you're asking is, if the Torah is so close, why have to toil? So the fact is, it's like this. Torah is really niflat mincha. It really is something which is not shy. It's not shy. The rotzen of Kodesh Baruch Hu. How can you relate to Kodesh Baruch Hu? It's really distant. It's really very young. It's something distant from you. How can you connect to it? HaKodesh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. That's the niflat mincha. That's the something we can't understand. He gave us something which is not relevant to us. And Matan Torah, the angels came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, what are you giving Torah? Chem de Gnuza, what are you giving to him? Boss of Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you see the Mitzrayim's written there. Kivud Avaim, you have fathers, you have mothers, you were in Egypt. Yetzahara Yeshbechem. What's he answering? The Torah was given to us. Something which is really shaykh to the higher worlds. It really is. Malachim didn't make a mistake. It was really shaykh. But it was given to us. Why? Because the purpose of the Torah is to be revealed in this world. The purpose of the Torah is to be expressed in this world. And we are the people expressing it. And as far as it is from us, once it was given to us and was put in our hearts, it's there. It's mechusa. It can be covered by our hearts. We have a lev evin. We have sometimes a heart of stone. That's a yetzahara, who prevents us to reaching it. And we have to break that yetzahara to reveal it in us. It was given to us. It's in our hearts, in our mouths. So intrinsically, it's deep down in us. The toil is because it's covered from us with a yetzahara, with that lev evin that's within us. So the breaking, the kashas, and the breaking of those kashas is called pircha, right? You breaking, it's a breaking of yourself. The Ari says that learning Torah, kasha, is a klipa. It's a shell which is on our hearts that's preventing us to reveal the divine presence within that word, within that Torah. And the teretz is the breaking of that klipa. And then you, it's accessible to you. It's within you because it's really within us. It's just mechusas for us because ayet sahara, that lev evan, is the thing that is preventing us to reach that lev basa. And the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva is, and that's a chiddush. You might think you need a different tool to open that lev evan. So when Rabbi Akiva saw the water dropping on that stone and making that hole, he realized that the Torah itself can break that lev evan. Just the process of learning itself will break that evan. That's what we do. That's exactly what we do. We sit and we study and we learn. And that breaks that lev evan. And our heart becomes a lev of basa, a lev of flesh. That's what the Torah does. And that's, we also see, it says, Umala Hashem Elokecha Levavcha. There's a mila. Mila means a cutting. There's a foreskin on our hearts. The blade that cuts that foreskin is the Torah. That removes that atima. And once we expose that lev evan, the Torah is full, the Rotzon Kodesh Baruch Hu is full in it. That's what means it's close to us, in our hearts.